the network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.
This is Women in AV, talking about women and mentoring, starting with Sadie Groom in the UK. Welcome, everybody. We're so glad that you can join us. My name is Jennifer Willard. I'm with the Women in AV, and we're thrilled to have you here today with our AV Nation podcast. And we're here with Sadie Groom, and we're going to be talking to you about mentoring and the exciting mentoring program that she's launched. So we'll just get right into it. Sadie, how are you today?
I'm great, thank you. Yeah, enjoying the English summer as normal.
Perfect. So, Sadie, tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are within the AV industry over and on the other side of the pond.
Okay, so I'm the managing director of a PR agency, marketing and events as well, called Bubble. And we have been going for 18 short years, and we are a global agency. We came into the AV sector about 8 years ago when the majority of our clients in the broadcast space started working more in the AV part, and you know, that formed itself in basically going to ISE a lot more than we did before. And we've since built up a roster of clients in the AV sector. I've been a really keen supporter of Wave since I joined the sector, because I wanted to meet other women in it and other people generally. But Wave for me seemed a really good way to get to know other people in the industry. And over the years, I've supported Abby and done various presentations. My company sponsored Wave, and we then came up with the idea of launching a mentoring program.
That's exciting. We're really thrilled to have that. And it's something that, so the Women in AV, we've been around since 2011, very similar to yourself. I launched Women in AV because I wanted to make some friends, you know, and when you're the, you know, I wanted to meet the other 10 of us, you know, in the industry. And it was kind of hard to do that outside of, you know, trade shows and things like that. So exactly to your point, you know, I wanted to do something where we could get together, we could network, we could collaborate, and we could do exactly the kind of thing that you're launching here for the Women in AV. Really, you know, get into doing something that's going to make a difference in their lives and actually help them advance their career. So, you know, back in July 26th, you launched at our UK Summer Spectacular. It was one of our greatest attended events in London, UK. You guys are our best chapter. Almost, I think, 60 to 70 people.
Yeah.
So what you've done now is that you've actually launched a mentoring program. So tell us a little bit about, you know, your mentoring program, because this isn't the first time that you did this. You mentioned and you talk about your broadcasting, you know, experience, and that your company came over from that. Mm-hmm. So tell us about, you know, RISE, which is the program that you did, and, you know, where sort of, you know, came to be that you had the idea to offer this to women.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess all this started for me about 5 years ago, where I was actually a mentee on a program run by Women in Film and TV. For me, it totally changed my career. What we had to do was we all had to go onto the scheme with a particular career challenge. And at the time, I'd had my business for 12 years, and I wasn't sure if I wanted to keep going in it. I wasn't sure if I wanted to keep it small. I wasn't sure if I wanted to grow it. I wasn't sure if I just wanted to get a job in the local supermarket, because it's quite stressful owning a business. And, you know, at the time my son was 2, and so there's all the pressures that that brings as well. So for me, that mentoring scheme was amazing for lots of reasons. And so when I launched RISE, which is a group for women in broadcast, mostly focusing on the women in non-craft roles, so more technical roles and positions, one of the first things that we did was launch mentoring scheme. And Carrie Wotton, who runs that scheme for me, and we'll also be running the Wave one, we'd also worked together on Women in Film and TV, so we knew the experience, we knew what had worked in it, we knew what didn't work, but most of all we knew how fantastic it was, you know, not only to the mentees, but you know, also to the mentors as well. So that, you know, that's why we decided to do the RISE one. We are now near the end of our first program, and I've had some amazing testimonials from both the mentees and mentors again, and it's been extremely well received, and we've learned things in the process. But, you know, I have, you know, 18 very happy women on the program who, you know, have all learnt massive amounts of things. But I think one of the most important things is they've all got 18 new best friends. And that has been, you know, one of the reasons, you know, that I particularly enjoyed doing it. You know, back to what you said about meeting up with people, you know, there's few women at these trade shows. So if you can, like, pick out the ones you do know, then it really helps when you're at those events and you're like 5% of the audience being female. So yes, that's been massive. So I had the idea with RISE. We managed to get the funding to carry it through. It's been really successful. And I wanted to get that off the ground. I had already discussed it with Abby a while back. And then, you know, once we'd done the RISE program, I felt it was really time to be able to go to Abby, to the industry magazines and the industry associations, and say, right, okay, we can definitely deliver this, and this is how we need to do it.
Wow, that's fantastic. And you know, it's interesting because a few, like, you know, several years ago, we tried to actually launch a mentoring program, and, you know, I can tell you that, like, personally, it's like there's not enough research that I could have done. I wasn't able to get it off the ground because, you know, from, you know, everything that you've said, it's actually being able to go through it and the experience that you've had doing it already once, everything that you've said about being able to learn what works, what doesn't work, you know, only builds on the success of everything that you're going to be able to do the next time and, you know, here for the women in AV. So, you know, we're, like, incredibly thrilled about that. You know, you're talking about the actual program, you know, and that you're just wrapping up the RISE. Can you explain to us, like, you know, sort of, you know, we know, like, the benefits, you know, just about what it is to be part of it, but what's sort of the framework of how a mentoring scheme actually looks? And for those of us in the U.S., could you explain, maybe just to start off with, what the word scheme means?
Oh, yeah, program, sorry. Change of words. Yeah, no, it's the same as a program. So, I mean, the basic framework is that firstly, each mentee will be chosen and then a mentor matched with them. So what we would do is take their relevant experience, and, you know, sometimes it's even based on location. So it can be based on various amount of factors. So firstly, we will match those two people. Secondly, they will then agree to have a minimum of 2 hours per month for 6 months. So basically they get to meet up once a month for an amount of time. Now, it doesn't have to be that strict. You know, for my diary and my mentee's diary, as it's worked with the rising, we didn't meet up for the first 2 months, but then we've done one session that lasted a whole day. So, you know, I think, you know, it's pretty flexible doing
it. It's just really just the time of the hours and
exactly
sort of a commitment. And do you, do they have specific goals and outcomes that you've preset for them? Or is that something that they actually develop within themselves, within their own relationship?
That's something you develop within your own relationship. So one of the things that we do once we've done the matching up is that we then do a mentor training morning or afternoon, and then we would do the same with the mentees separately. So, you know, there's certain rules, you know, and regulations that you have to abide by, you know, just in terms of confidentiality and support and what you're willing as a mentor to pass on to your mentee as well. So we always got told that our mentors were never gonna open their little black book for us. I mean, that was rubbish. They all did, you know, and it's something that I've done with my mentee. So, but, you know, we do give that training so that they can work on the goals and outcomes. And, you know, in my experience, I've sat down with my mentee. She had 4 particular goals she wanted to work on. But actually, we found every session that we have, there'd be some smaller goals. You know, and even one of our sessions has actually ended up being on time management. So, you know, so it's about bringing experience as well into that. So that's the mentoring side. All of the mentees then will have to meet up once a month. And what they will be asked to do is to present on their part of the industry.
Oh, wow.
So either that's from what they do as a job, so whether they are an engineer or they work in marketing or they work in a particular part of the sector, so they will be asked to put together a presentation. One of the reasons for doing that is because if anybody is on a career ladder going up, then they are going to need to learn to present in front of people. And as much as everyone wants to not do it, it's part in any sector, in any world, it's something you've got to do. And so doing it in a closed group amongst your friends,
safe environment,
really good safe environment to get people to do that. So we would do that. We would then have special talks from people, and that tends to be from women in the sector that have had a particular, you know, career path, and they're just willing to share their story. It could be from men as well that have been very supportive of women. And then there might potentially be some other things. So for some of the candidates on the rise, when we've offered some interview support, we've then brought in a stylist. So we brought in a stylist to do a session. And we've just looked at what they needed. And then, you know, the other part of it is, you know, it making sure that they are aware of industry events. So ideally, as part of the program, if some of the mentees aren't going to be at ISE, we would like to find the funding so that they could at least get to go to ISE and experience what that's about. And obviously we would look after them whilst they're there, take them to the WAVE event, take them on a tour around the show and really support them so that they know.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, that's awesome. What exactly, you know, is the type of mentee that, you know, would be a good match for a program like this?
So typical type of mentee is so wide ranging. So we came up with, you know, there's no age restrictions. So, you know, we really don't want that to be a factor. What we are saying is ideally sort of mid-career or start, but with a particular career challenge. So unfortunately with this scheme, we're not going to support students that are looking to get into the sector. However, what we will do is we will be open to somebody who maybe works in a different sector but is really keen to get into the AV world. So we've identified some job titles, so operations, integrator, technician, engineer, support, conferencing coordinator, sales, marketing, business. So they're the sort of job titles of people that we're looking for. Also, they can be from anywhere in the UK. Obviously, the majority of meetings will tend to happen in London just because that's the easiest place to get to. But with the RISE session, we've actually got one person from Ireland and one person from Manchester. And we've been able to support their trips to actually attend the ones in London financially so that they can do that.
Oh, that's excellent.
And
then so, you know, one of the important things that you mentioned in regards to the actual mentors, you know, and what that characteristic, Tim Albright with AV Nation, he's, you know, been one of my biggest personal mentors, but also for the women in AV, he has supported us from the very beginning. And we made a conscious decision with WAVE right away that we were going to be an organization that didn't restrict it to be just about women, because, you know, men in our industry, when you're only 20%, you know, men have been our biggest supporters. They've been our biggest mentors and champions, you know, such as Tim has been for me and for WAVE. And then also, you know, there's sort of the idea that, you know, when you are only 20%, if you're really going to want to make a change and really understand to be part of the solution, you got to include the other 80% and understand what's working for them. Yeah. So is that something that, you know, you're looking to in this actual mentoring program, to have men as a mentor, not necessarily a mentee, but as a mentor?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the questions that we will ask the mentees when they apply is, are they happy to have a male mentor? Some people might say yes, some people might say no. You know, what we've found in the past is if a mentee has a particular issue about work-life balance, children, then
sure.
Then it just, you know, in that case, it might not work for them to have a male mentee at all, mentor, sorry. But yeah, we're more than happy for that to happen. And I think, you know, the mentors just need to be, firstly, they need to be committed and they need to be able to provide the time. That is the biggest thing. You know, that's the best attribute that we can ask for, is that they will do that, else the program just won't work.
Any other sort of things that you're looking for from, you know, from the mentor side of people that want to get involved and, you know, participate?
Yeah, not really. I think that they need to have been in the sector for, you know, a minimum amount of time, say 2 years, not just to have just been in it for 6 weeks, you know, but to have had a career path. And, you know, that could have come from anywhere. You know, ideally, they would have been mentored themselves, either in a sort of sect program or just by people. I mean, I've had numerous mentors throughout my career, but only one officially. Wow. So just so that they understand what that relationship is and how it works. But no, I mean, we are open to anybody, really.
And what are some of the things that you find, you know, you mentioned earlier on that you had a lot of testimonials and things like that. You know, what are some of the things if you have sort of a general benefit that both the mentors and the mentees that you've noticed experience having gone through this program? I mean, is it confidence? Is it actual hard skills that they learn? You know, from a mentor and mentoring perspective, like what are some of the things that you see continually happen that are benefits?
Yeah, I think there's three things. One, confidence, definitely. And I think that almost comes from the other two things, which number two is the network that you're building. You know, and the support that network gives you. And then thirdly, the education that they're receiving through it. So they're learning other parts about the sector and that increases their confidence. So they can be more knowledgeable in the conversations they're having with people. They're learning about different types of people. They're learning about different manufacturers or different, you know, ways that things are done in business. So, and then just simple things like learning from, we've had someone come in and talk to them about how to present and, you know, body language and tone and things like that. So, you know, so it's just education's, you know, really important as well. So,
and I mean, you know, basically they're also learning about the mentoring program. But yeah, hopefully they can pay it forward. I mean, in and of itself, that's something that, I mean, not a lot of people get an opportunity to experience and, you know, have something that under their belt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. Okay, so, I mean, sort of, you know, what's your sort of timeline that, you know, now that we understand, you know, what's your timeline? And for people that want to get involved, like, what is that process going to look like as it unfolds over the next few months?
So where we are is obviously we launched this right in the middle of the holidays in the UK. And I don't know how much you all know about the UK holidays, but it's basically 6 weeks of people not being around. So we are currently working on getting sponsorship. Unfortunately, this program can't happen without the money. So it's not a huge amount of money we need, but we do need money. And so I am currently working very closely with the AV user group and some other people within the community to get that money together. So our current plan is that most people are back at work next week. We are in conversations with quite a lot of companies, but no one's signing anything off because it's just the way we work in this country. So what we're doing there, so the plan is to have raised all the funds by the middle of October, at which point we will then open up the website and do all the social media to tell people that the application process is now open. That will be open for about 3 or 4 weeks, and then we will then start interviewing people to be on the program, you know, depending on how many requests or applications that we get in. So yeah, so so we predicted that one of the first sessions will be end of November, start of December, and then, you know, we'll take our 6 or 7 months from that period.
Okay. That's excellent. So you talk about the sort of sponsors, and, you know, obviously, like, funding is, you know, something that is very important. Can sponsors also participate by offering resources such as showrooms where you guys can hold events and things along that lines? Are you looking for, you know, just sort of a financial contribution from them, right?
Yeah, now? I mean, firstly, we do need the hard cash. But secondly, then we will need meeting rooms. You know, we need somewhere for everyone to meet up once a month. We need, you know, rooms for the training. We need, you know, rooms for special events. So, you know, we would like, obviously, to do a get together with all the mentees and the mentors to have a drink, you know, and an end of program, you know, celebration. So yeah, there's all things like that we need. And also some company, you know, some of the mentees and mentors, they might need a really good video conferencing system. So if one of them can't meet up or they're not based, you know, next to each other. So yeah, so there's definitely other things that people can do and ways of getting involved. You know, and some of the sponsors that we're speaking to already, they've got some great women that work with them that, you know, they're looking forward to put forward as mentors as well.
That's great. And what is the benefit of somebody that's actually sponsoring, you know, to be able to invest in a program like that? What is it that they are actually going to get out of it?
So, firstly, they will all go to heaven or hell or wherever it is they want to go. But, you know, I mean, seriously, you know, in today's world, you know, companies have to be involved in diversity and inclusion. You know, they have to be looking at it. And what we found is that a lot of the bigger companies have it on their to-do list, but some of the mid-range and smaller companies don't. And they're the ones that we feel that we need to get and affect change. So, you know, the main thing and the benefits is branding across the scheme in all the, you know, marketing that we do. They will get to meet with the mentees, they get to meet with the mentors, so there's a really good business opportunity there. You know, we don't ever want to say that this is a tool for recruitment, because we don't want people to be scared of putting their team members of their team forward for it, but, you know, that can potentially happen as well. So, you know, that we have a list of, you know, benefits depending on what size of financial contribution that people will make, but that's the main ones.
Right. Yeah. And that's one of the things, sort of on a personal level, but also as, you know, the experience, that I've always tried to make sure that WAVE being a good partner, you know, when it comes to the people that get involved in our organization and or, you know, programs like that, you know, I've always found that, like, mutually beneficial relationships are the ones that not only, like, you know, you have a great experience with, but, you know, very similar to sort of what you're saying, you build long-lasting relationships. Yeah. It's a networking within, you know, actually helping each other to move forward. So, yeah, like you said, you know, being able to utilize our, you know, social outreach, our audience to, you know, put forward the ability that we can thank and we can recognize, you know, the work that everybody's doing to be part of helping, you know, these women succeed. That's certainly something that, you know, we really enjoy being able to offer folks. So do you have any sort of last thoughts or anything about, like, you know, what are you personally excited about having done this before for the broadcasting industry and, you know, and everything like that, you know, and now being able, I mean, I can't thank you enough, you know, I mean, it really, truly, Sadie, it is such an enormous task. I think one of the things that people might not necessarily realize is, I mean, this is volunteer for you. You know what I mean? You're doing this. You're in heaven. You know? So you're bringing them along with you. But, you know, so, you know, we're so entirely grateful. But, like, what are some of the things that you're excited about for it?
I'm just excited about, you know, meeting the women who are going to be on this. I mean, you know, I think one of the things that we found with the RISE scheme was, we, because of it, we found women in the industry that we didn't know existed before. So, you know, there's some obvious ones that always go to the WAVE events that I always see at ISE and Infocom. But we found ones that I didn't know existed before. And I think there's lots of levels of that. You know, I've been organizing events for 20 years. I've never once seen a female tech on the desk at an award ceremony or, you know, or a party or anything like that. And that might just be the companies we're using. But, you know, I do a lot of these and I go to attend a lot of these. So, you know, so I'm excited about, you know, that for the women that want to be on it. And also for the mentors, they get so much out of it as well. And I think from, you know, I was talking to some potential mentors yesterday and, you know, I explained to them with the Rise Group, we did a mentor evening and that was amazing. You know, that was just 20 women sat down because we do have all female mentors for Rise because that's just the way it's worked. But, you know, and that was amazing just in terms of talking about the experiences that they're going through, what they've, you know, reverse mentoring, so what they've learned. Yeah. And also, you know, and then some good old fashioned networking and swapping of business cards and, oh, actually, you know, this was going to last an hour, you know, 5 hours later, we're still here because we're all still discussing stuff and finding we've got joint connections. So yeah, that's what really excites me. And I think just being able to see the confidence levels change of some of these women. And I think one of the other factors is that we don't want to lose these great women from the sector, you know, and there are, you know, it's a cool sector. You know, we have some great trade shows, you know, we get to travel the world, you know, but there's people out there in other sectors that can offer a lot more money and a lot more sexier stuff. Mm-hmm. And we need to keep this talent within what we're doing. So yeah, that's the other important thing for me.
That's perfect. Well, you know, again, I mean, you know, you have earned your wings and, you know, we can thank you. And, you know, we're looking forward to supporting you. And, you know, from everything that's ever happened, you know, when it comes to the women in AV, you know, we're really excited about, you know, being able to watch as this grows and as, you know, the industry really gets involved. They've always stepped up to be, you know, so supportive of the women, which I think is, you know, such a testament to our industry, because if we can't offer those sexier types of jobs or you know, money, I really have always felt that, you know, for the 20 years I've been here, we're all just really want to help each other. You know, I mean, there is that sort of like bit of like, you know, manufacturer versus manufacturer or things like that. But in the end, everybody is just so collaborative and supportive of each other. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's something that, you know, I'm really looking forward to in seeing. And, you know, one other question that I have, just to, you know, so you talked about this is sort of a 6-month program and everything. And if I understand, you're looking at keeping it sort of at 20 relationships, 18 relationships.
Yeah, that's the goal. Any more than that, and it becomes quite hard to manage in terms of, you know, the time and the support that, you know, Carrie and I can give to the mentees as well. And mentors, you know, we, you know, one of our mentees for Rise, we've ended up having to provide legal advice on something, you know, and it's just, you know, being able to do that for everyone. So I think 20 is the optimum number.
Perfect. And then after you do that successfully in the UK, then we can sort of, you know, what we're planning to do is sort of look at like how we can sort of branch off and, you know, maybe bring in like the other sort of, you know, get it here on the US side of the house and sort of bring more of a collaboration, a global perspective. So, absolutely. You know, I really like this, you know, one step at a time.
Yeah, exactly.
That works for me. So that's fabulous. And, you know, we're really excited to look forward to this over the next couple of months. Everybody should sort of stay tuned, you know, watch us on our social media, you know, at Women in AV on Twitter. We have Women in AV on Facebook. You know, we have our Women in AV LinkedIn group. Like you mentioned, that we'll start to see things like coming up on the website. Those types of things we'll put forward, watch, you know, into like AV Nation, because, you know, we'll have you back to sort of like have updates and sort of, you know, see how everything's going. But more specifically, especially I think, you know, at this point in time, you know, we're really looking for, you know, the funding and getting the whole model down. How is it that people can get in touch with you, and, you know, what's a good way to contact you?
Yeah, so the best way is to email me to wave@bubbleagency.com. that's the easiest way, or find me on LinkedIn. There's not many Sadie Grooms out there.
Sadie Groom for the UK Bubble Agency.
Exactly.
So, but contact her. You know, you people can email to get involved with the sponsorship, wave@bubbleagency.com.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're really excited for people to get involved. And then the mentors and the mentees should sort of stay tuned for like an October timeframe when we're actually going to like open up the application and all of those sort of fantastic things. And, well, Sadie, I mean, I don't know if you have any closing thoughts or anything that you'd like to share, but I mean, we're just really excited.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited. And the conversations I've had so far have just been, you know, fantastic. And I you know, I just want the industry to really get behind this because, you know, it can do amazing things on all sorts of levels.
Perfect. And then how can people follow you? So how can people like sort of see, you say there's only one sort of Sadie Green, but what's your contact information out there on the world wide web?
On Twitter, I'm at Sadie Groom. So that's the best way to find me as well.
And your organization and your company is at Bubble Agency.
Yeah, so it's at Bubble Agency. So yeah, I do tweet a lot about golf. So you just have to ignore it.
I'm sure you've just made a huge number of fans.
Oh, well, hopefully. You know, my goal is to have a Women in AV Golf Day, but at the moment,
women? Like, I mean, between the number of women that we have and or play golf, I mean, that would be exciting.
Exactly. So I know.
Maybe you could actually have a woman's team, because I know that there are a lot of people that like out there in the industry that that do participate in charity golf tournaments. Maybe you could have that small by having your own Women in AV golf team.
Exactly. That would be perfect. I just need to find some other female golfers.
There you go. That's great. Well, thank you so much, Sadie, for joining us. You know, we really appreciate it. And, you know, all that you do and all the AV user group do and, you know, AV Nation, you know, really it takes a team effort for things like this to actually, you know, get off the ground and be successful. And, you know, we're really excited and to support you and to see all the things that you accomplish.
Thank you.
Great. And then, so thanks everybody, you know, really stay tuned. I mean, it's a lot of exciting things that Sadie and is bringing forward for the women in AV around mentoring, and it's, you know, coming your way. And look for an October timeframe. As she mentioned, contact her if you want to sponsor and get involved at wave@bubbleagency.com. And thanks very much to our host and producer, as always, Tim Albright and AV Nation TV. You can check them out. They offer all the podcasts, news content, and, you know, keeping it up to date. They're the industry's only broadcast network that we have. You can check them out at Twitter, at AV Nation TV, and find them on the web to watch all of the podcasts, you know, not just the Women in AV, but everything that they do for both the pro and the CBS side, as well as, you know, social, you know, types of things that they have. A really great podcast with fellow Women in AV, Kelly Perkins and Dawn Mead, who are dealing with sort of the social impact and, you know, things that industry can do to help give back. So you can check them all out at www.avnation.tv. And you can check us out and find out more at Women in AV. It's www.womeninav.com. And follow us on Twitter at Women in AV and Facebook and LinkedIn. Great. Thanks very much. Talk to you soon.